miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in a new episode of our program The Miraculous Events of Sahaba, a program in which we talk about the saintly miracles, the karamat of the blessed companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and enlighten our hearts further with their love and devotion. We look at the powers and authorities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them and how highly elevated they are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, we are talking about none other than the fourth caliph of Islam, the Lion of Allah, our Mawla, our Master, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. And in our previous episodes, we've covered a few saintly miracles of Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem. And today we'll continue our discussion and conclude of a topic on Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem. After today's episode, we will cover a few more saintly miracles inshallah, and then we will continue our discussion regarding other companions. Before, dear viewers, we formally start our discussion regarding Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu today, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Regarding the virtues of hadith, dear viewers, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu narrates that your du'as remain suspended between the earth and the heavens until you send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we also come to know of a means through which our du'as are accepted, through which our du'as will be ascended. It is sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam before the du'a and even after the du'a. But it should not be restricted only to du'a, but we should send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam all the time. Whilst we are walking, standing, sitting, whenever we can, whenever we have any time, we should send salawat upon our Master, our Aqa, our Mawla, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, as much as we can, as we will see its benefit not only in this world but in the hereafter as well. Many doors will open for us, many doors of well-being and goodness will be open for us in this dunya, and also we will see its benefits in the hereafter, in the akhirah, when we will be in need of the mercy of Allah, the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah allow us all to recite salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, today's topic, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and his saintly miracles, his karamat. The first saintly miracle, dear viewers, which is very famous one, but it shows the greatness of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him and gave him authorities. So it is stated, dear viewers, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when he would mount his horse, he would place his foot in the stirrup on one side of the horse, and before he would place his foot in the stirrup on the other side, he would complete the recitation of the Quran. This is the excellence and the authority, the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. The limits of time, dear viewers, that are also lifted for the awliya, for the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is possible that in this case, this form of miracle of karamat was bestowed upon Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, where the limitness of time was lifted for Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that he was able to recite the entire Quran by the time he would place his second foot in the stirrup of his horse after placing the first one in the first stirrup. However, how exactly it was done, what were the justifications of it, how would one justify it, this is beyond our understanding. But this is one of the saintly miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with, that he would complete the recitation of the entire Quran after he had placed one foot of his in the stirrup on the one side of the horse, and before he would put his second foot in the second stirrup of the horse, he would complete the recitation of the entire Quran within this time frame. Now, another power, another saintly miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him was his control over the water. As during the discussion of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, we covered this saintly miracle of his, where he wrote a letter to River Nile, and the River Nile submitted itself to the command of Faruq Azam radiallahu anh, of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and we concluded at that point as well that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh was also given authority over water. But same was the case with Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the control over power as well. So similar kind of event also transpired during the caliphate of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, where once tidal waves emerged in the river Euphrates, and they were so deadly that they ruined many crops, and now people, they got worried, and they presented their plea in the court of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem with the problem, with the calamity that they were facing, the tidal waves, the flood, the storm that had emerged, and it had ruined their crops. Now, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem immediately stood up, and he wore the blessed robe of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the blessed imama, the blessed turban of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the blessed shawl of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem wears this blessed attire of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, and then mounts upon his horse. Alongside this, he radiallahu anhu also takes a group of people with him, amongst whom were also Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Now they left, and as Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem arrived at the bridge of River Euphrates, he pointed at River Euphrates with his staff, the staff that he had in his hand. And all of a sudden, the water, the emerging tidal waves of water of River Euphrates, they subsided by 1 yard. At second instance, when Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem pointed again towards River Euphrates, again the water subsided by another yard. And third time, when Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhul kareem pointed again towards River Euphrates, the flood subsided even further by 1 yard. Upon this, people, they raised their voices, saying that, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, this is enough, please stop, this is enough. So dear viewers, again, through this event, we come to know the power and authority of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem over water as well. How he radiallahu anhu saved people and their belongings. How he radiallahu anhu came for the help of people, and just by the gesture of his blessed staff, the flood subsided. This is something, Javius, that is beyond the domain of our comprehension, that how can these things occur? But this is what a karamat is. These are the saintly miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon His chosen servants. And Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, who is the leader of the chosen servants of Allah, who is among the most exalted companions, who is among Khulafa'i Rashideen, who is amongst Ashra Mubashara. You can imagine what ranks and stations and powers and authorities Allah Almighty would have bestowed upon him. Once, dear viewers, there was a person who would stay with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he would pretend to be among his devotees, but in reality he was a spy, and he would stay with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and pass on his secrets to those who opposed Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he came to know about this, and he asked him about this. Now, the spy, he started to swear oaths He swear oaths and he said that, no, I'm not a spy, I'm devoted to you, so on and so forth. He basically said that he's not a spy and he's loyal to Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu became in a state of awe. He became angry and he said that if you're a liar, then Allah will take your sight away, the sight from your eyes away. Now, not even a week had passed and that very person became blind and people had to give him a staff in order for him to walk. So again, dear viewers, we come to see the power in the words of the chosen servants of Allah. Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem said that if you are lying, you'll become blind. And eventually this happened. That very person became blind. Why? Because he was lying. He was against Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. He was spying against him. One person came in the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and he radiallahu anhu told him about what will happen to him in future. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu told him that he will be hanged on dead palm trees. So whatever Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had said about that very person, exactly word to word, exactly same transpired to him. He ultimately faced his end whilst being hanged on date palm trees. So again, dear viewers, this is something remarkable regarding the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they come to know about the events which are yet to transpire. They can foresee those events and they also with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inform whom they wish to inform. So this is something which Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem was greatly mastered in terms of foreseeing the future and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disclosing it to whomsoever he wanted to. Now, dear viewers, one of the last saintly miracle, one of the last karamat that we will cover in our discussion regarding Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem is very faith enlightening. It is very uplifting karamat, and inshallah you'll also find it to be very, very faith refreshing. So it is stated, dear viewers, that whilst going to Siffin, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem and his army passed by a field where water was not to be found. It was almost impossible for water to be present in that very field. And now the entire army was restless because of the intensity of thirst that they were experiencing. Now, nearby, that very area where they were, there was a place of worship and a monk used to live there. So the monk told this army, who was with Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, that at a certain distance from here, you would get some water. So the army, they sought permission from Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to allow them to go to that very place which the monk directed to, so that they can go and get water from there. So listening to this, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem mounted on his mule, on his ride, and he pointed towards a place and he said that go there and dig the earth there. So people started to dig the earth over there and a rock appeared. They tried their utmost but they could not take the rock out. All the things, the equipment, whatever they had, they tried their best but they could not take the rock out. So seeing this, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem became in a state of awe. He was overwhelmed and he dismounted his ride and he rolled up his sleeves. And now he put his hand by the rock and he fixed his fingers where the cracks were and he pulled the rock out with force. And all of a sudden, the rock was pulled out by Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. And as soon as the rock was pulled out, beneath it was a spring of very sweet and fresh water. So that very spring now emerged. So all the entire army, they satiated they thirst, they drank water from it. They also made the animals drink from that spring, and they also filled all their vessels. And thereafter, Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem placed that rock back to its place. Now, that very monk, he saw this saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem, and he was astonished to see this karamat. So he asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, "Are you an angel?" Sayyidina Ali replied, "No." He then asked, "Are you a prophet?" Sayyidina Ali replied, "No." Then the monk asked, "Who are you?" So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu replied that, "I am a companion of Muhammad bin Abdullah Khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the final messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised me of few things." Now, listening to this, that monk became Muslim. He embraced Islam. He recited the kalima. Now, Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem, he asked the monk that, "Why had you not embraced Islam for such a long period of time?" So now the monk replies, and listen to this beautiful reply, dear viewers. He says that it has been written in our scriptures, in our books, that by this place of worship where I am, there is a concealed spring of water. And only that person will reveal it who will either be a prophet or the companion of a prophet. Therefore, many monks, even before me, they resided here in this place of worship in the wait of this, to see that who comes and reveals this hidden, this concealed spring. And today, I am the one in front of whom this concealed spring has been revealed, and my desire has been fulfilled. That is why I have accepted your religion now. Now, listening to these words of the monk, Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem, he cried, he wept and cried so bitterly that his blessed beard also got soaked with tears. Thereafter, he proclaimed that, "Alhamdulillah, that my mention is present even in their books, in their scriptures." So that very monk, dear viewers, after becoming Muslim, he partook in many Islamic expeditions. He joined the army of Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, and that very monk, he embraced martyrdom whilst fighting against the Shamis. And Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, with his own blessed hands, buried him and also made dua of forgiveness for him. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, this was the last saintly miracle for our discussion on the topic of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, and to enlighten our hearts further with his love, with his devotion. So we can even see from the last saintly miracle that we covered, dear viewers, that Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem was that sacred individual. He was that personage whose mention was even made in the previous scriptures, and that very monk was waiting that who that individual will be, will come and reveal that hidden spring, the concealed spring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this power, this honor to Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem to reveal that very spring, the source of water, which became a means for that monk's acceptance of Islam. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers, just to conclude our discussion, we can see that these are those powers which are exclusive to the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those powers which are not given to ordinary people. And we can see, dear viewers, that the army was requesting Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem to go elsewhere to find water, as was indicated by the monk. But Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem, through his spiritual insight, he could see where water is. He ordered for the earth to be dug from there. And when people collectively together could not lift that stone, it was the Lion of Allah who came forward and took the stone, that rock out, who lifted that rock, and the spring of water emerged from beneath it, which became a source of not only quenching the thirst of the ardent devotees, the army of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, but it also became a source of acceptance of Islam of the monk. Allahu Akbar. In the light of all these saintly miracles, dear, we can see that how greatly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives authorities to His chosen servants. And Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem read it time and time again, dear viewers, that those who are disrespectful towards the chosen servants of Allah, towards the awliya of Allah, they ultimately face a dreadful end, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. And source of salvation, source of success, is to remain loyal and associated with the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This would be a means of goodness and well-being, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. We pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of our Aqa, our Mawla, the fourth Caliph of Islam, the Lion of Allah, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions, miraculous events of companions, miraculous events of companions, radiyallahu.